Thank you, Ian. We have our last batch of stories. A multi-million pound hospital expansion faces a six-month delay. A family are leaving their Chinese takeaway after 53 years in business. And the air ambulance's longest-serving pilot retires after 18 years.
A multi-million pound expansion of a Norfolk hospital expected to open earlier this year may not treat its first patients until Christmas time following delays to the project. The £19.2 million Willow Therapy Unit at Norwich Community Hospital was given the go-ahead earlier this year and is around halfway through being built. Once complete, the new facility will add 48 new beds to the Beauthorpe Road site and provide therapeutic and rehabilitative care. It is hoped the increased capacity will result in shorter stays for patients in acute hospitals and alleviate pressures on wards, ambulances and emergency departments. But delays in granting the scheme planning permission have seen its opening day pushed back, and the first patients are not expected to be treated there until around Christmas. It was originally expected to be up and running in June, but planning consent for the project was not granted until May. The unit is being constructed in a factory in Cramlington near Newcastle-upon-Tyne before being delivered to the site in Norwich and fixed into place. It will be made out of modular buildings called ultrapods, some of which are already on site. It is expected the final pods will be delivered in the coming weeks and that the delays will not take the project over budget. A spokesman for the Norfolk Community Health and Care Trust, which runs the hospital, said, "More than half of the unit is in place and we expect to see the remaining pods delivered in the coming weeks with the unit open for patients before Christmas. It will play a vital role in the provision of patient-centred care in Norfolk and Waveney, supporting patients as they move from acute hospital back into the community and reducing the risk of hospital readmission." While construction has been carried out, the Trust has also repurposed the former Priscilla Bacon Lodge at Coleman Hospital as a similar facility, which will remain open once the unit is complete.
Former politician turned travel broadcaster Michael Portillo has spoken about how much he enjoys riding the rails of East Anglia in a new podcast. He's taken part in Greater Anglia's latest Life on Rails podcast after his journeys around the region featured on his Great Railway Journeys series for the BBC. Mr. Portillo first got to know the region's railways when he was a student at Cambridge University in the 1970s. He said, "I have a lot of fondness for Greater Anglia, and it was a pleasure to join their Life on the Rails podcast. Across this brand new series of the magazine-style podcast, Life on Rails will welcome a wide variety of special guests who will share their incredible stories."
The family behind a long-established Chinese takeaway in the city has announced plans to leave after more than 50 years in business. Hong Kong Fusion first burst onto the Norwich food scene in Unthank Road 53 years ago. After many decades and three generations in business, however, the owners have announced that the takeaway will soon be handed over to a new family as they step away from the catering industry. Owner Tak Man Lai, 56, said, "We're going to be handing over the shop to another family who have run a few takeaways in and around Norwich. Our whole family, from my father to my children, have loved bringing the food from my father's home in Shao Tau Kok in Hong Kong to the people of Norwich. We still see some of our customers from the beginning and are proud of the 50 or 60 staff members that we trained and are now successful business owners. I was born and grew up in Norfolk, so this takeaway has been a lifelong journey for me. Now I've decided to do something different." Lam Wee Lee opened the shop on Unthank Road in 1971 after coming to Norwich from Shao Tau Kok, a fishing village in the New Territories of Hong Kong. His entire family, including all eight of his children, worked in the takeaway at one point. Tak's wife Karen recorded the story of the Lai family setting up their life in England in the beautifully illustrated children's book The Golden Mango Tree, which won the Mal Peet Award for Children's Book of the Year in 2023. Tak stepped into his father's shoes in 2014, having spent several years running the Hong Kong Fusion restaurant in Prince of Wales Road. Now he will be retraining as a driving instructor, a complete career change after more than 40 years working in the food industry. This should also free up a bit more free time for Tak to post more cooking videos on his YouTube channel, which has several thousands of followers and teaches them how to make some of the dishes served in the takeaway. The family is proud to have established one of the first and longest-standing takeaways in the city, he said.
The Daily Mail University Guide is a comprehensive league table for more than 130 higher education institutions around the country. And Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, has won the first place position in the guide's newest category, Arts University of the Year, beating stiff competitions such as the University of the Arts London and Arts University Plymouth. The award acknowledges NUA's success in preparing students for careers in the creative industries and its contributions to the cultural and educational landscape. The award reflects the hard work and dedication of staff and, most importantly, the unwavering commitment of students to their creative pursuits.
A veteran pilot has announced his retirement after 18 years in service with the East Anglian Air Ambulance, the EAAA. Stationed in Norfolk, Captain Steve Norris provided essential emergency medical services around the clock while piloting EAAA's Anglia One helicopter. Its longest-serving pilot for almost two decades, he has been part of the charity's Helicopter Emergency Medical Service, HEMS, providing advanced critical care 24/7 for 365 days a year. He joined the charity in 2006, following a career in the military. During his tenure, he was named Pilot of the Year by the Association of Ambulances in 2016. With an admirable aviation career trailing him, he has logged more than 12,000 landings and piloted approximately 3,800 missions. He is also the second longest-serving HEMS pilot in the UK. Reflecting on his time, he said, "It's nice to go home knowing how much we have been able to help people. The missions are very special as they are made possible by public support, which is something I always remember. Thanks to public support and kindness, EAAA can take advanced skills, equipment and medicine directly to the scene of medical emergencies to give people the best chance of survival." He added, "Certain tasks and patients really stand out in my memory. Many people treated by EAAA have visited our base with their loved ones to meet the crew after their incident. These moments are incredibly special. I will miss working on HEMS missions and will look back fondly on my 18 years. Matthew Jones, EAAA's chief executive, said Captain Steve was an exemplary HEMS pilot who always prioritised the community.
And that's all from Sarah and me. Now it's over to Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey for the next part of Chatterbox.